What about something that you might keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for the pigs in?
Slop book.
Okay. And what different things would you have in your kitchen to cook in?
Frying pan, baking pan, kettle.
What's that?
Kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Pot, boiling pot. Bunch of bowl greens in.
How big is the kettle?
Oh, you can get them all in size. But I'm in about a gallon. Somebody have a gallon.
Mm-hmm. And, do you ever see something like, now the frying pan, does that have legs on it?
Mm-mm. Took my oven.
What was the oven like?
Yeah, it puts on.
Mm-hmm.
3D.
Did you ever hear of a skillet or a spider?
Well, that skillet was flat.
Uh-huh.
Just like frying pan, it's all the same thing.
Okay. And if you went outside and cut some flowers, you'd probably put them in a...
jar?
Or what you've got over there?
Put them in a vase.
Okay. And if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a plate, and then next to the plate, you'd give them a... to eat with everyone.
Fork.
Okay.
Fork and a knife.
And?
Spoon.
And say, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak.
I don't know what you call that thing. What do you...
Or say you can get by with just one knife at the table, but in the kitchen, you need several...
Nine, four.
Okay. Say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say I have to
wash them.
And the cloth or rag you'd use when you're washing them would be a...
Yeah?
The cloth or rag you use?
Dishes.
Okay. And what...
Dish towel.
You don't buy no dish towel in it. All I know is dish rag.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about to dry them off with?
Dry clothes,
all right. Okay. And, say after she washes the dishes, then she washes them in clear water, then she...
Go on and put them in the sea.
Or she rinse...
Yeah, but rinse them, that's just cold.
Okay. And the little cloth or rag you use for bathing your face, you call that a...
Basin.
Huh?
You said bathe your feet?
Uh-huh.
Basin.
Yeah, but the cloth or rag you use.
Wash rag.
Okay. And you dry yourself off with a...
towel.
And if you want to turn on the water, you go to the sink and turn on the...
faucet.
And outside, to hook your hose up to, you might have a...
hose.
Would you call that a faucet outside?
Mm. Big.
Okay. And...
all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about, what did flour used to come in?
Sack, barrel.
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel and it had a little thing on it to turn to get the water to come out? What would you call that?
Didn't see none of that.
Did you ever see on a container for water something you turn to get... Would you call that a faucet or a spigot?
I didn't see, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, I know if you want to get water out there, then you ain't going to go under the faucet or go out there to the faucet.
Uh-huh.
It'd be all the same thing.
Okay. And say if you wanted to pour something into a Coke bottle or something with a narrow mouth like that, you'd pour it through a...
fine.
And if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
whip.